KMOX is mapping the geospatial sector.
When you head to the polls next month, you'll be benefiting from use of geospatial technology. The same geographic information system data that helps you navigate through town is also being used to improve election security and logistics in St. Louis County. As you heard this morning here on KMOX, poll workers lock an iPhone in the ballots when they're transported from a polling place to election headquarters. Many of those tools come from mapping and data analysis company Esri. I met with Democratic Director of Elections Eric Fay and Republican Director of Elections Rick Stream to talk about other ways the St. Louis County Election Board uses GIS.
The thing that most people understand is that it will tell you on your cell phone within 6 feet on the earth where you are, and which is quite a quite an accomplishment when you think about it. And I'll just use this brief comparison. When I was in the Navy, I was a navigator on a ship, and we would shoot the stars at dusk and dawn to get our position in the middle of the ocean. And we drew three or four lines of position, and we were lucky if we got a triangle that was within a mile of the lines of position. Now, of course, the phones give you six lines of position down to 3 to 6 feet. So I think that's the one thing that people would really understand about GIS. It's a geographic system, information system that can locate them in any other place in the world that they want to go to. So with that, I'll turn it over to Eric and he can expound.
Sure. Why do we put a phone in the ballot bag at the end of the night? Exactly for the reason Rick just mentioned, because we can, by using a phone as a tracker, we can know exactly where that ballot bag is coming back to the Board of Elections on election night. So in our room where we're tabulating all the votes, we have a big electronic map up on a screen of all of St. Louis County. We have, for this coming election, 230 polling places, so we have 230 dots on that screen. And then as the poll workers, the election judges from the polling places, come back to our office in a bipartisan team, those dots start moving. They start coming up 270 and, you know, Highway 40 and stuff like that. And so we can track where everything is, and it gives us a great sense of security, one, but it also helps us know to account, helps us to know what to account for, what is here, what's still on its way. Maybe if somebody hasn't left the polling place yet, maybe we need to reach out and find out if there's an issue there, those kinds of things. So it's helpful to us in a number of different ways.
So when it comes to other ways that you are using this GIS technology for voting, talk about the polling places that you mentioned and how you've used it over the past few years to really tailor where you have polling locations.
Yeah, I think that's a good question. In the last 7 years, we've reduced the number of polling places from about 420 down to 230. The pandemic in 2020 forced us to reduce the number of polling places. We lost all of our private polling places except for one. So we really had to make some changes. And in that regard, we wanted to be fair to all the voters. So we really looked around the county and made sure that when we selected a polling place, that it was geographically close to as many voters as possible. And it was kind of equidistant, I guess, is what you're kind of getting at there, and what we're trying to do. Keep in mind, when we get a polling place, we look for a polling place that has to meet three or four major criteria. Number one, it has to be big room. It has to have a great close parking lot with a lot of space right next to it, basically. And it has to be handicapped accessible, as well as it has to have a lot of electrical outlets and internet connectivity. So those are four or five criteria that drive the type of buildings we look for. But overarching all of that is the requirement that we try to keep polling places as fairly distributed across the county. And I think GIS is used to, we use GIS quite a bit. Our polling place guys and who are our GIS guys, and they do maps and all that stuff. A lot of different things we use GIS and Esri for. But in this particular context, we can see on GIS maps overlays where the buildings are that could possibly fit our criteria in certain areas.
And we can also measure drive times. That's a big thing we do. And so that's very helpful as well, is to measure drive times. And especially for our early voting sites, that was very helpful to be able to utilize that.
Now, is it used on election day as well to help people know kind of what the demand is at each of those polling places?
Yeah, I mean, we have one of our apps on our website is the line wait time app, you know, where they can find out. We have people at our polling places, usually students, who every 30 minutes they count the number of people in line, and they send in information on their phones back to us, and it goes up on our website so that people can see, go to our website and see with using that app what the wait times are at the polling places near them, nearest to them. And we encourage people to use that. So it's been a great resource. In the 2020 presidential election, 30% of the people who voted on election day voted at a place other than their assigned location, simply by looking at the wait time app to see where the shortest lines were.
Well, I was just going to add to Rick's point that on election day in 2020, the number of hits on our website to the line tracker app was about equal to the number of people who cast ballots on election day. So over 500,000 hits just on one day on that line tracker app. So it was heavily utilized by the voters.
Now, to that point on the polling places, talk about how you use geospatial technology to make sure that, for example, people are getting the right ballot because of the complexity of the jurisdictions we have in St. Louis County.
Yeah, we are well endowed with political subdivisions in St. Louis County. And so with all of the different districts and cities and wards that we have, it is paramount that we ensure people receive the correct ballot. And the way that happens is a voter checks in on an electronic poll book. That poll book prints a receipt with a barcode on it. The barcode contains the voter's precinct, and then that ticket is scanned on a separate device, which then prints a ballot on demand for that voter based on that precinct that they checked in from. So it ensures that people receive the correct ballot. And if you take a map, we have 964 precincts in the county because of all these crazy intersecting lines of the cities and school districts and so forth. It is really a feat. I know from, let's call them the olden days now, before we had this equipment in 2019, you know, people were assigned to polling places. But even then, we would have 5 to 10 precincts per polling place, and it was not uncommon for voters to receive the wrong ballot, and often they wouldn't even realize it until, you know, we caught it at some point down the line. So yes, GIS, I have learned over the last number of years, is a tool that can help you in a lot of ways that, you know, I never anticipated before we started really exploring its capabilities.
That is Republican and Democratic election directors in St. Louis County, Eric Fay and Rick Stream. They do point out that the GIS systems are completely separate from any systems that tabulate votes, for the security of that system as well.